Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hi, fiancés.
Good morning, fiancés.
It's a tired Thursday.
It is. There's a lot of energy in here, though.
There is a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's big, big, big news energy.
It's a news day. It is a news day. It's a
stupendous news
day. We got some meaty ones today.
Yeah, it's true.
Sure. There's been a lot going on. There's also, you know, again, we have talked about this before. You do your darndest, you know. Find good stories you want to chat about.
Mm-hmm.
Things you want to share.
Yeah.
Bring some context, too.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and there's like 8 more things.
Facts.
Or there's 8 more things when you wake up and it was a real rough one to pick through what you were, you know. So, like, big, big, hefty stories that we chose.
Yeah.
And then woke up this morning like, wait
a minute.
They're doing what over where?
They've decided to vote on what in the middle of the night?
And I don't know if you guys heard this. I'm trying to open it now because I can't remember what state that was. Yes, 9 Republican state senators from Michigan supported a law that makes it a misdemeanor for an unmarried man and woman to live together. Because if anybody's wondering, that is a priority right now.
They said it was to encourage marriage.
Because we need to strengthen families. And I don't know if you know this, Ambush, but that's just true.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So, if you're engaged, it's still a misdemeanor.
Well, yeah, because, you know.
You're not married. You're not married.
Well, yeah, because the father of the bride has yet to give away his daughter. So, there's no official, you know, ownership yet. And so, yeah, you're still single, buddy.
I mean, you said
it. You can't joint file your taxes or anything.
You said it this morning. I thought you guys didn't like big government.
I mean.
Are you going to also attach a parcel of land? Like, what are you guys responsible for making? Like, how's this working?
It would be kind of cool. It'd be kind of cool if you got land.
Yeah.
You know.
I will give you my daughter and my government-sponsored parcel of land.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't pass. It didn't quite work out for those guys. But the thing for me is the exposure, right? Yeah. Like the
right.
Something told them, you know what would be a good thing to do this week?
Yeah.
Work on this.
Yeah. We're going to give it a shot here because this is how the abortion ban, this is how Roe versus Wade.
This is how all of them start.
Yeah.
Just a shot in the dark, buddy.
Let's see
what's going on over there. But to be clear, I don't mean a shot in the dark because the calculations are there.
Yeah.
And not just being calculated, but, you know, again, all of the projections that they throw anyone else's way is exactly that.
Yeah.
You know, it's you're actually the groomer because you have think tanks strategically placed everywhere in every age bracket to make some little Christian nationalist fascists, you know?
Part of me is
fun
like
stuff.
Like I wanna be like, and I know better, but I wanna be like, ain't y'all tired? But no, because all they do is win no matter what. I wouldn't be tired either. Getting another win. Did you see that meme?
They do just keep coming.
They were like, Khaled, you know, we saw you working out. You were trying to, you know, get in the gym, better diet and everything. You don't seem to be losing weight. And he was like, because I never lose.
Goodbye.
I'm dead serious.
Is this real?
No, here, I gotta show it to you. So he's hilarious for that one. He was like, it's because I never lose. I was like, okay.
You smart.
You smart. I really like.
Oh, Khaled.
I really feel like they do this, right? It fails. They take a look. How many votes did we need? Okay, we needed this many. How much is that going to cost? Let's go get this funding. Come back, reapproach. Get our, what was that show we used to watch on Netflix? With the, they were on the hill. Kevin Spacey.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
I know.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Woo. Get our House of Cards on, have the backdoor conversations, and then something that didn't pass before comes back and then passes overwhelmingly, and everyone's caught off guard like, wait, what?
When did that happen? I thought we were past that.
Wait, you mean, holy smokes. It's almost like, it's like releasing another version, like this year's version of 2K. They just, you know, we got to test it here, get everybody addicted to this process. And then before you know it, it's just normal. Hey, man. And another version of 2K comes out.
Yeah.
And another, you know, another
expansion pack.
You get the
you know, drop the new heat.
Right.
Got to be married before you live together.
Whoa.
You know? Y'all didn't see that one coming.
Yo.
Bang, bang.
Ooh, Don DeMarco.
You know?
Y'all didn't see that one coming, except y'all saw that one coming, guys.
Yeah, also, like, the let's just make it okay to marry 12-year-olds is also, you know.
Or.
Coming.
Or let's make it okay for 10-year-olds to have babies because their bodies are biologically set up to have babies.
Ambush, I don't know if you know this, but because there are people whose bodies can carry a baby, it is actually easy.
Oh. Oh.
So like as soon as you're able. Easy.
You know what? I'm glad you broke that down to me, because I was always under the impression, because of the language, that they were physically carrying the baby for 9 months in their arms.
You know, it's a common misconception.
And then the baby grows like that. You know,
common misconception,
kind of like a Joey in a pouch, but you're okay.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, it's on the inside, but it's also because you can, it is the easiest. So nothing to really worry about here. You probably don't even need to see a doctor. You know, you could just, because your body's made for it.
When I saw that video this morning, I was like, here you are, a white woman. I don't know if you've had children, but me, being a black man, found out not too long ago, probably in the last 2 years, this was definitely a pandemic knowledge, that having a child wrecks women's bodies in ways that they do not recover from.
Yeah.
I was unaware of that. When I saw that threat, I'm like, oh my God. Pregnancy is scary. Why do you guys do it?
It's a fantastic question.
And as a woman, I feel like, you know, this is some knowledge you should have in your back pocket in your woman manual.
Well, you know, get that. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And why would you wish that on a child? A 10-year-old. A 10-year-old.
Well, I'll tell you this about that.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
There are going to be some women that agree with that, the stance of the GOP there. 10-year-old, hey, if the body's working, work it or something. I don't know what they say. There's going to be some ladies that are like, you know, you're right. That's it. That's how it should go. That is a minority, right? Yeah. And I think that even the guys that say this out loud, I think that they are a minority.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the amount of control. Like when you talk about 10 years old, you're shifting the way that people look at things, right? So when it's a 14-year-old, maybe that's not as bad.
Right. Right.
You're like, well, at least she's 14. And, you know, that's scary, friends.
Very. That's very.
Terrifying, actually. They do everything that they say they don't or say that they're against, you know? And, like, just get to do it somehow.
We got a text directly to that point. Excuse me. The standard bearer for the Republican Party has affairs with porn stars, and they're trying to promote the sanctity of marriage. Life is too funny to think about.
That's it. That's it. Bro. I mean, it really is exactly. Good morning. Also.
Good morning.
Good morning, fiancés. Yeah, I mean, it really is just this. It's so ridiculous that it's hard to wrap your mind around. Mm-hmm. So then, at some point, you stop trying to wrap your mind around it, and you're just like, "Oh, that's happening over there."
Yeah.
But we have to stop doing that part.
Yeah.
And continue to confront because obviously not talking about these things doesn't work and allowing it to just be like, well, you know, that's them over there. I don't have to believe in that. You're right. But you also, we can't have a society where they're changing, the minority of people are changing laws
for the majority.
For the majority, but in order to control it, it's not like, let's make sure that everybody gets universal health care. It's like, you will have health care because I will have sold you off to a man or something.
Right.
You know, like, it's not going to be, it ain't going to be cool, friends.
Yeah, the ridiculousness of it all is disarming. Because it's like, what you're telling me is a reality TV star who is unqualified to be the president is now running. Yeah, whatever. 4 years later, insurrection. Like, I don't know what else needs to happen in this particular timeline for everyone to understand all bets are off. Anything that we, again, just Roe versus Wade, in my mind, because of my high school education, that's on the books. That's something we learn about. It's history. It's over. It's a past conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a time where I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what's going on with, what's the latest with Roe versus Wade? What are you talking about? And here we are, overturned in the year 2023. Like, what is happening? It all. Mm. And we gotta
The Handmaid's Tale,
bruh. And even that is unfortunately.
Didn't mean to trigger you.
I saw it as I said it.
I didn't mean to.
You didn't.
Oh, okay.
It was a new realization that happened in this moment as you said that, because people who take this stuff less seriously than we do that all the time. It's like The Handmaid's Tale. And we move on.
No, you're totally right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but what do you actually mean? Because do you mean like it's some fantasy story? Like it's, you know, it's crazy like The Handmaid's Tale and I'm going to go pay $8 for a dozen of eggs now. Like, what do you...
I thought you were going to say a blue check mark.
Oh, boy. Like, what do you really mean? And how concerned are you?
I feel you. There's a lot of people who have not read that book or seen that show, right? So their idea is going to...
Yeah. It's like you're cosplaying in concern.
Oh. Whoa.
Ooh.
New bars. New verses. Excuse me?
They say we too harsh.
Cosplaying concern?
Yeah. Keep
name
it.
Name of my memoir. New autobiography alert. Wow.
Like, keep it, guys. Keep it. This stuff is serious. This stuff is real, man. Our kids are going to wake up in the world that we is the exact opposite of what we thought we grew up in. It's going to be completely topsy-turvy. And then we're going to be like, wait, I thought you, What do you mean a man has to accompany you to the store? When did that start?
We're in this weird little pocket of time where it was like, ladies, you can have a bank account. You can have financial freedom.
Right.
Because now you can also get out there into that workforce and make all the money.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean 80 cents on the dollar of your male counterpart. But, dang, did I lose my point? Yeah.
I was going to say shout out to CEOs that get on Zooms and tell their employees that no one's going to get a bonus while they collect a 4.4 milli bonus. Capitalism. Who does it work for?
I had such a funny punchline. I didn't. But I was really going somewhere. Now I don't remember.
Well.
But it doesn't matter.
I have faith.
I'll get there one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. I'm sure everybody else appreciates that too. And I might get there one day. Sorry, friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ambush, I think we should maybe talk about what we are going to talk about.
I agree.
Because so many things this week. And again, it's only Thursday, as everybody knows. Oh, also 420 alert.
It is. The fours and the 20s.
420.
Yeah.
That means a lot to a lot of people. We'll just leave that there. There's been a lot of goings-ons, as they say.
Yeah.
And one thing that has continued to be, a thorn in my side, if you will.
Give it to me.
Is the propaganda about retail theft and just how bad it's getting. We're now, justifying the ability to shoot people that maybe took some makeup.
Wow.
Maybe they should, if you steal, them's the breaks.
Right.
I had no idea that I would wake up on any day in 2023. I take back the no idea. But I will say I was a little surprised to see anybody call for that shoplifting to be a capital offense. You know?
Bruh.
Just get rid of them. You shouldn't be able to. You know, if you tried to steal in any other country, you'd lose all your body parts.
Oh, are those the countries you like?
Are those the rights
that you're interested in? Are these the countries
that you're fighting for your freedom for?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the age of petty theft should actually be lethal injection.
Yeah.
Like
lead to that.
Let's just make it happen. In that time, we're dealing with companies coming out and saying blatant lies. And if you are a person primed to believe that, you're going to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do I mean by primed? I mean, you have not taken a moment to actually think about what is being said in those stories. What is being said in that statement? Heck, finding a second statement, companies all the time give a press release this way, give our members this, tell our employees that.
Yep.
You get a lot of different narratives. But if you are looking to confirm your bias, if you are looking to hear that you live in Gotham and without finding a place for the poor to get out of your face, we're not going to make it.
No.
We are going to have to, corral.
Yeah.
Put them over here. Oh,
kettle.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I know I'm supposed to be saying what we're talking about, but did you happen to see
the Boston?
The Donald.
Oh, no.
Donald John Trump basically said, I'm going to outlaw homelessness.
Oh, yeah.
I will get some land.
Yeah.
In all the places.
Yeah.
And we'll just make some tent cities.
Yeah.
And y'all can live over there.
Yeah.
And we'll bring in doctors and treatment and this. We'll make some tent cities.
And if you don't want to go to the tent city, you're going to jail.
Yeah, but you have the option.
I did see that.
But you have the option.
There are a lot of people who are going to be really happy with that. Tons.
I mean, definitely sounds like innovation to me. You know, it's something we've absolutely never done before.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, that's, it's new.
Yeah.
Forward thinking.
Yeah.
So with that said, like from the marketplace of ideas, and why do we have one? So that we can challenge each other, huh? Yeah.
Just asking questions, guys.
Just asking questions, just coming up with solutions.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only way to handle this is to concentrate those people into one area. So if you are a person who is like, yeah, I think that's how you're going to handle that. I mean, that's the only thing we can do.
Sounds about right to me.
If you are a person who thinks, you know, addiction is a choice because you've been told that. And again, I give folks a lot of leeway in the, grace, thank you is the right word. In you have been told this your entire life. And depending on, you know, the trajectory of your life, there are going to be reasons for you to or not to unlearn those things, learn new things, and move forward accordingly. If you don't have any, if you are not, have no reason to, it is unlikely for that to be the route that you go.
You said something earlier about people being primed for this propaganda. And in addition to the examples you gave, I feel like another reason why people are primed for the propaganda is because you're so, again, feigning this concern, cosplay concern. You're so removed from the work and the lives of the people that you want to control that the propaganda works. And people can say anything to you and it's going to make sense because you don't know anything about what's actually happening. So people can just feed you whatever. Oh, yeah. Well, did you know? Well, I heard.
And as long as I'm not going to be a person that gets controlled, right?
Yeah.
Then, hey, man, I'm on board.
Yeah. Do whatever you do, whatever needs to be done.
Do what needs to be done. I can't think of anything either. I think there's, you know, a lot of it is not wanting to have to think about these things. But also there's a, you know, verifiable evidence on what should be happening. And then there's also verifiable evidence that the both local and federal government very much purposely does not do what we ask them to do because it does not make them, it is not as profitable.
Man, this is going to be a great show. Just off of that, I was like, ooh, that relates to the other story.
Okay, so speaking of stories, I guess we should say what we're going to talk about.
So for anyone that, you know, maybe a little bit unclear what we're talking about here. Them REI lies and the propagandists peddling despair. It felt like an album title.
It's definitely a title. I'm thinking more like, you know, a very studious paper.
Yes. And members of Portland's city council decide that dollars earmarked for the Black community are best when it's just earmarked.
Oh, I mean, hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
This has been set aside, you know?
There's nothing like a real good performance. Also, in an amazing show of privilege, disgraced officer Brian Hunziker gets yet another chance to waste our time and resources, but this time, make it moonlighting.
I wish I had the moonlighting theme song.
Me too.
I played it. Yeah.
And in national news, the couple of the good old Oklahoma law enforcement boys and gals got caught real cozy with their violence as they casually chat about, you know, digging holes, knowing hitmen and hanging Black folks. What a time to be alive.
I mean, okay. I know we're going to take a music break.
I need to hear from a few more fiancés, too. It is a solid 757 around here.
Fiancés assemble.
We have gotten one wonderful text message. Thank you again. But We're in a different way, aren't we, friends? We've moved forward. We don't just chat sparingly now. Mm. This is the full show.
This is the full show.
Sorry, I did interrupt you.
No, that's good.
I apologize.
Wait, where was I going?
You were saying we are going to take a music break.
Yes. Oh, right. So when I caught wind of this story, I was like, huh, that's a bit much, but also kind of like Roy Wood said, expect it.
You know,
I'm just not surprised at the behavior of law enforcement in any measure.
Cannot be surprised. The story itself, though, is absolutely stunning.
It is.
For some of the just absolute egregiousness of, yeah, like, I'm actually not going to, I'm not going to answer for this.
Right. You know who does need to answer for it? Whoever sneakily recorded this.
Well, it was illegal. I don't like it. I don't like it when people do the illegal to me.
Oh my gosh.
Even when they don't. You know?
Bruh.
It is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great one.
So yeah, we got some cops. We got some propaganda. So that means we also have copaganda.
Hey. Hey.
And that's three local stories, if anybody was counting. Because I, for one, cannot wait to talk about how embarrassing it is to see Mingus Maps out here doing the fool. Doing the cute little dance for white supremacy. I cannot wait.
Bruh. We expect this
from Renee. There will be some yelling.
We expect this from Renee.
Now, all day. Now, but yeah, when you are a person who helped get Renee into office for this reason,
bruh,
so y'all can be the little people of color fascists, people of color fascists,
right,
fun stuff. Super cool.
Ooh, boy. Guess what? You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halo and Manzanita at Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at X-Ray.FM. DZ.
Put the music on.
All right. We'll be right back. I wish I had the chops to sing that song.
Me too. I do love
it. The harmonies are all over the
place.
They're
just fantastic.
That's that old Lady Ray with Money. Man, such a good song.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, fiancés.
Good morning.
Welcome back. It is Thursday.
Do y'all hear that now?
News with my fiancé is happening right in this moment. It is 4:20. Mm. And you're not even talking to us. So I don't know what is going on, or if you're all just, you know, celebrating the...
It is for... Okay.
You know, maybe that's... Happening. You're just a little too busy, you know, doing that. And that's a thing to do. But you could definitely just be like, hey, super busy right now because it's 4:20. Bye.
Well...
Communication is key. Fiancés, well, to a good relationship.
I will say this. As much as we appreciate the communication, like, I really, really, and I know I can say this for the both of us. I can speak for the both of us.
Oh, great.
Really, really appreciate how you guys showed up for us on our peer-to-peer. Like, really appreciate.
Oh, yes, speak for both of us, yes.
You know, y'all came through.
Big time. Okay, I feel like, number one, big time agree. I'm happy that you're saying this.
Yeah.
And I also feel like this is serving as a moment to tell me to chill out. And I'll take it. You know? I'll take it. You can't chill out? It's giving, don't ask for too much. You know? So,
okay.
You know, I can take that.
Okay.
I can ease off a bit. You guys come through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to acknowledge that, so I will. Thank you. always.
I wasn't necessarily trying to say ease off. I was really trying to address the fact that we have a listenership that we're not, you know, always aware of, because not everyone texts, not everyone communicates. They be in these okay. radio streets. Yeah,
you
man.
Are also, man, you're making all the points this you morning. Know? I think I'm gonna go to sleep. I think you should be doing the show by yourself. I'm getting all the wrong things from the stuff.
If I'm here doing the show by myself, it's gonna light up. The text line is gonna light up. They're gonna be like, "Where is Morgan? What have you done with her? Get it together, Ambush. Ambush, go to a music break."
Well, and it's gonna, because you know. I was arrested for the misdemeanor of not being married and living. Because it's not gonna be you that goes to jail.
No. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Not me. Not me. I'm a man.
You know?
I'm a man.
It worked. Who's this? Is that John?
Who's this?
It is. Good morning, Morgan. Good morning, Ambush. I should let you know I'm super busy this morning. I'm here. I just haven't had time to check in. John. John? Thank you.
John is super busy and important.
You are super busy and important. And look what you were able to do. Take a second out. And I'm forever grateful. Like, attitude completely changed. Light switch. Huh? I'm not even going to yell at Rudo now. John is out here saving lives.
Wow. Oh, man.
Thank you, John. I really do appreciate it. Good morning.
I'm not even going to yell at Rudo now.
Okay. We got to get into this.
Yeah.
We took a music break and then didn't decide who was going to say what.
Yeah. I'll jump in on that retail.
Okay.
Retail group. I do want to mention though that this story, covering this story, part of it was based on some of the online engagement that you've been getting.
That's a way to put it. Online engagement.
you
literal hate mail.
Yeah, okay.
Digital hate mail. Daily hate mail. Served directly to me.
Hot and
piping.
Yeah. But also devoid of spice. There's no real spice.
It's just like, why don't you unalive yourself?
Yeah. And well, if you think that,
I'll beat you.
Why don't? Really? Yeah. It's just yeah. They're five.
How come? Olds. How about I come rob you right now?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely me saying again. Maybe don't spend your time shaming poor people. Maybe be mad at the system instead of the individual, and yeah. They're like, burn the witch. So, yeah. You know, it definitely makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
I got one of the responses,
mm-hmm.
which made me, first of all, friends, listen, take the moment. I know when the thumbs get to thumbing and you're like, ooh, I can't believe this person that I've never met said this thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you finish, while you take a big deep breath and then just read it right, one more time before right. you hit, because just the amount of typos that just completely make your whole, you know,
point
big. I'm a alpha male and I will do these things. it means absolutely zero when yeah. you can't spell.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does.
It's because then I'm the person. I am Petty LaBelle. Know that I am going to absolutely. I don't want to, but I am going to absolutely take that as a sign of your intelligence.
Yeah,
you know, if you have taken your time out to come to me and tell me how awful of a person I am for advocating for crime, because that's apparently
what you're doing.
What I'm doing by saying, you know, everybody should get to eat. I am going to absolutely spend the time laughing at you when the message is like this.
Mm.
Retail thrift drive up price on everyone. So yes, it does cost all of us. This woman needs a beating.
It's like you got a comment from the caveman lawyer. These bright lights are confusing me. Shout out to Phil Hartman. All right.
You know, retail thrift is a thing. And it is absolutely thrift. Just driving businesses out of Portland. Even businesses that were never in Portland. Driving them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cracker Barrel. Gotta go. Retail thrift.
Downtown Portland got rid of our Cracker Barrel.
Was never there. Yeah. But we had to get rid of it because the thrift is just, and the crime.
Primed. People are primed for the foolishness.
Again, if you are a person who just happens to take a peek at Portland by the way of the freeway you're using to get to the suburb that you live in.
Right.
This city ain't on fire. You aren't even going through whatever the not Gotham is.
Yeah.
What is it? Star City? What's next to it? There's a city next to Gotham that also is always having to deal with tons
of
crime.
Where Flash is. Well, I can't remember where he is.
Where Star Labs is located.
Yeah. And if you watch the show, it's Portland.
That's true.
Shout out to Janelle Z that said, thank you for making me feel less crazy. Donated to our peer-to-peer. Like, honestly, like, it ties right in for me. Like, no. The solidarity that we have and the community that we've built kind of, it's what's the word I'm looking for? That's sobering. It gives me an additional level of comfort. When people are saying things like this on social media, so many of them are just like anxious and ready to just let the foolishness fly that you're like, does everyone feel this way? And you end up waking up feeling like Janelle, talking about, am I the crazy one? It's me.
It definitely feels like it because the people hop on negativity, right? Yeah. And if you are a person who has been on the internet the way that we have been on the internet, I'll never forget the moment I noticed, it really only, in like a forum, it really only matters what the first two comments are. That dictates what else is going to be said.
Yeah.
It's very much the same. If you are putting out content that is completely negative and absolutely with the intention to drum up people's fears and their anxieties and whatever the word is where we need to feel better than other people.
Yep.
If that's what you do, you're definitely going to get engagement. But that engagement at what cost, right? Like, you are putting people in actual danger and then being like, I've never heard of that word. These are just words. There is no violence to words. There is no... I'm sorry. I am doing a lot.
Go ahead. Because,
I mean, the throw the rock and hide your hand of it all is, to me, it's glaring. And that does make you feel like you don't have it all. Like you're what could I be missing here? Because it's so obvious this is a grift. Or it's so obvious all the people that are doing these just crazy vitriolic like comments, like you're closer to being homeless than you'll ever be rich.
Right.
So imagine going this hard in the paint for something you'll actually never have.
Right.
And going so hard in the paint against something you absolutely need.
Right.
I just, you know, it is. It makes you feel like you've lost it and that where is reality?
Yeah.
I feel like that all the time. Because I look around and I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot be real.
It can't be real. You look at the studio audience and you're like, eh? Today?
Yeah. All right.
So REI has announced plans to close its store in Portland's Pearl District in early 2024. And an email sent to the members of the Outdoor Gear Retail Co-op Monday cites an increase in break-ins and thefts in the neighborhood, but also says the store has outgrown this location and as a result are not able to provide the level of customer and employee experience as we strive for at REI. A statement sent to local media offered more details on the closure, saying the store spent $800,000 on additional security in 2022 and experienced 10 burglaries that year. A car also crashed into the store on November 2022, on the day after Thanksgiving, when the store was closed. The car crash prompted a meeting between Mayor Wheeler and Portland's police chief. Mayor Wheeler, Portland's police chief, and REI's chief commercial officer, as well as the manager of the Portland store. An REI spokesperson, Megan Barham, also told reporters that due in part to that incident, the building requires significant investment to address issues that we've been unable to reach agreement on with our landlord. The store's lease terminates in February, according to Barham, and more than 150 full and part-time employees work at the Pearl location, and the company has informed them that they are welcome to apply for other roles within the company. Those who remain active through closure will receive quarterly bonuses through early next year, and severance pay will be offered to full-time employees depending on whether they leave or transfer. The co-op, which was founded in 1938, is based in Sumner, Washington, and has locations in 39 states. I did not know that. The 35,000 square foot Portland store, situated at Northwest 14th and Johnson, opened in 2004 following the closure of an REI location on Jansen Beach that operated since 1976, my birth year. The Pearl District store is the only REI location in the city of Portland, but it is one of several stores in the metropolitan area. Per Monday's member emails, stores in Tualatin, Hillsboro, and Clackamas will remain open. REI has seen an uptick in union activity in recent years, with four more stores, including the Eugene location, filing petitions for union elections with the National Labor Relations Board this month. Just three of the co-op's 181 stores are unionized.
Well, well, well.
Chelsea Lindsay served as the department lead in the Action Sports Department at the Portland REI store until November 2022. She says she was actively involved in efforts to unionize the store, and shortly before she left, workers at the store were very close to a vote. Coincidence. A current employee of the store who wishes to remain anonymous says that there has been a continued push for unionization in recent months. The store cut several full-time employees' hours in early winter, with management telling employees the cuts happened due to an accounting error. The company had overestimated the store's operating budget and was forced to make cuts when revenue fell short of what had been projected. When the hour cut happened for everyone, REI was really slow to give out resources, like telling people how to file for partial unemployment. Eventually, management decided to put a food pantry in the office because people were coming to work hungry, the anonymous employee says. Right. Instead of being offered the option to transfer to a different store, employees are being asked to reapply through the same process offered to the public.
Anybody want to say anything before I scream?
I got one thing. Shout out to Powell's Books. Y'all did the same thing.
Whoops.
People try to forget.
Dude, oh.
Yeah, good old Powell's.
Well, imagine my surprise, Ambush, when I see that REI is closing due to rampant theft.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm reading that article, I see, oh, and also two plus, and we've outgrown our location. And then I see the unionization efforts, and I've got to say, I don't believe you, REI.
Yeah.
I don't even believe you that you spent $800,000 on security.
No, I definitely
and if you
don't
did,
believe that.
Your fault.
Yeah.
Okay? Your fault. I do not in any way advocate for people to go and steal, but what I absolutely will not do is pretend like REI is not the villain in this story.
Right.
I honestly would not care if the mob of teens that were somewhere once that you are worried are going to happen here. If they came in and they took everything out of that store, it would mean absolutely zero to me.
Yeah.
Because of what companies like this do to the employees and the communities that they are in. So you are going to tell me that it is worse for somebody to steal something, a jacket, a tent, a whatever outdoor gear that they need because they have to sleep outside.
Right.
It's worse that they do that than it is for you to take hours away from employees, not tell them how they can get partial unemployment and go, you know what? You guys are coming to work tired and like not filled with the energy that we need. Do you need like food or something? I guess we can do like a pantry. I won't pay you any more money and I won't give you more hours. But like, yeah, I'll be a food bank.
For those of you that didn't get fired.
Like, I really need people to sit with this. Who's the bigger criminal there? We are talking about something minuscule. It doesn't even matter what in REI's inventory.
Right.
It doesn't, the amount of profit that they are making on every single thing that they sell is astronomical.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Yeah.
And if you are a person getting paid hourly and all of a sudden your hours are cut, when nothing else is going up except for the cost of things.
Right.
Like, you are not getting more money. They are actively taking money out of your pocket and giving you a pizza party and saying, you're welcome. And then they're spending all that money that they took from, that they're saving, big, huge quotes, from your hours to do propaganda so that they save face. So that in the community, they don't look bad.
Right.
They didn't just dip out when times got hard. It was, hey guys, it was too hard.
We tried
to stay.
The we mayor see you. Give us cops.
Exactly. I was going to say, we see you, Nike. We see you, REI. And you know who else we see? Walgreens and Walmart, who were like, everybody's stealing everything from us. Oh my God, no, they're not. Did we just get like record profits? Wowzers.
How do y'all miss that in the conversation when you're vying for these major corporations? How do you miss the record profits?
How do you miss the wage theft?
Yeah.
How do you miss that wage theft is the biggest crime in this country? Like, fam, billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Big billions.
Big B's.
Big B's. And in multiple ways. They will take money from you in overtime. They will take money from you in regular time. They will take money from you in paying something else with your wages.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are fighting for them. Imagine that. But Fred Meyer needs more money. If they raise the prices on you, you need to be mad at them. It is legitimate greed.
Yeah.
And we just lived through like a period of time that every single day showed you that I'm not lying.
Right.
Every single day was like, oh no, 700% profit. So the eggs were never a prop. You guys just decided that you would. Oh, wow. And you called it inflation. Oh, wow. You did. And you know what has happened when you spend all that time, energy, and money on lying to the people and getting people to believe that shoplifting is now something that is so bad. If you have to kill someone, so be it.
So be it. So be it.
Because of that, that's happening. Like a Walgreens employee walking out following a pregnant woman who was suspected of stealing makeup, shot her multiple times because a strange person was following her in the parking lot. She turned around and maced them and you shot her pulled a gun out. You are in a Walgreens, sir.
Why do you have a gun?
Why do you have a gun? You are a cashier. Also, every single one of these stores who are whining to you in the media about losing all of their stuff and everybody stealing from us and we can't do anything about it, absolutely train their employees to do nothing about it because it is too dangerous for both people involved.
Right.
It's literally like they understand the escalation that happens and go, it's not worth it.
We don't need it. We don't need that. We don't need that.
You know why? We budgeted for this loss.
Right. Right.
What I didn't budget for was paying your family because you got killed. Mm.
Our text lines are glowing right now. John said, you know, I got to hold it down for the fiancés.
Yeah.
You know, I try.
You succeed.
Phil is here, always loving the best show on the sphere. Love you guys. Thank you so much, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Phil. Let's see. Oh. Really missed the days where hate mail took time to cut out of letters from a magazine. You two are amazing. Thank you, Kristen.
Yo, I would actually really appreciate it.
You'd be like, oh, they put some
look
time
at this
in.
Effort. Okay. Yes. You probably have less typos, too.
Ouch. Stores, specifically with unionizing efforts, closing locations, and blaming crime, is very helpful for me deciding where not to shop.
Exactly. Oop.
Hi and bye, REI and Kolava.
It's Kova.
Kova?
Kova Coffee, who Kova is Coffee. Out here doing the same exact thing, and it's right around the corner from your office.
It is.
And they're doing it. They trying it. Mm. And don't get me wrong, that's an active corner over there. But
it's definitely active across from the Plaid Pantry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they doing exactly the same thing. And it's ugly. It's ugly, ugly.
Yeah. Someone said, ding, 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 hit that wage stuff. Note one more time. Yes. Okay. Wage stuff. Oh, yeah. There's a correction there.
Yeah. A couple
sorry,
of-
I'm driving speech to text. Gotcha.
I'm going to need Ambush to read these texts before he reads them.
I read some of them. Then these last three just jumped in.
Yeah.
Like I had them prepped and it was like, we're blowing up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The conversation's hot.
Okay. I'm serious though. Everybody who can hear my voice in this moment, if you have not at all paid attention to the wage theft that happens in this country, if you are a person who believes that we should be able to unionize as workers, keep it all in mind and in perspective when you see these stories that are like, we tried everything we could.
Did you try paying your employees? But
no, but we're not. Hey, man, but I won't do that. Put meatloaf on.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I will do anything. But I won't do that.
Mm-mm.
Pay them
livable wage.
Whoa.
Hey, don't worry about your bonuses.
Make
sure we hit our deadline or, our benchmarks.
I really want, I want us to collectively get to a point where we're not saying really silly things like a minimum wage job isn't supposed to be something you live on, because all of this information actually exists in the world. And you could not say ridiculously ignorant things.
You really could
know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But again, these are the moments where I'm like, you are absolutely unserious and I am and unqualified. I do not have to spend my time going back and forth with somebody who thinks minimum wage shouldn't feed your family.
Right.
Right. But here's the thing. In order to have something called a minimum wage, what do you think was happening? The exploitation was so high.
Right. Right.
That the federal government was like, oh, God, man. Hey, okay, man. Wait a minute. We love to exploit, but guys, not this loud.
Sheesh. Tamp it down, guys.
And then states were like, whoa, okay. I see you, government, $7. That's not really going to do it over in this area. Mm. We'll up it on our own. That doesn't happen out of the goodness of anyone's heart. It literally happens because people can no longer afford to live. There's only so much time in the day. And what you are asking and expecting of people is to work themselves to the bone and go to sleep and wake up and do it again.
Right.
But also, in the meantime, you need to find a partner, get married, have children, buy a house with your, I don't know, no money.
Right.
Like, it's just completely unserious.
Yeah. Just get another text. Hello, fiancés. You made a great point. Insecure people love to put down homeless people just to feel superior. Gotta go. Busy morning.
Very busy and important. Very, very, very busy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We're going to have to move it on.
Yeah,
we got to move it in. We got to shake it. Do you want to do a quick music break?
We do a quick music break, and we're going to come back with a story I am so excited to talk about.
Let's do it.
Yeah. That old Raphael Sadiq.
So good.
Excuse me.
So good.
Oh, man.
That album. Still vintage?
Yeah. It is still vintage.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah. Straight up and down. You guys are rocking with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones, News My Fiance. Shoot us a text, 971-220-5979.
Be a part of the show. Oh. Okay.
That sounded like the pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, no, my parents are going to kill me.
I cannot pick up the phone. I can certainly not dial that number.
Listen, I got in trouble for playing the X-Men game on the phone. And,
I don't even know what that means, and I'm going to move forward.
Yeah, it used to be like, press 9 to punch. And it was like a choose-your-own-adventure, but through the phone.
No.
And
that had to be like racking up
a dollar a minute or some crap like that. And you want me to pick up the phone? I just got off punishment.
I don't want
to
die.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get right into this.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody got to tell Mingus and Renee, we see y'all.
You have been seen. I hope you felt seen.
During a recent meeting where commissioners could propose mid-year changes to the budget, City Commissioner Mingus Maps suggested an amendment to pull $5 million promised to Reimagine Oregon, a racial equity advocacy organization, from the city's cannabis tax fund.
Mm-hmm.
The funding was initially promised to Reimagine Oregon in 2020 to support programs that help create economic stability and growth within Portland's Black community. But the programs were never identified or funded, as the city did not release the promised money to Reimagine Oregon.
Say what?
MAPS accused Reimagine Oregon of mismanaging the funds, despite the organization never receiving the money. And you would think that a sitting city commissioner would like ask a question before making a budget amendment. Sorry. MAPS's proposal was supported by Commissioner Dan Ryan and Renee Gonzalez and advanced to a final vote. However, Black leaders condemned the decision, and four Black members of the Oregon legislature wrote that promising dollars, not ensuring the delivery of the dollars, and then yanking them is not how we should continue to treat any organization.
Bruh.
City Commissioners Carmen Rubio and Dan Ryan introduced an amendment to repeal MAPS's proposal this week, which passed. Rubio said, quote, "What happened last week shouldn't sit well with any of us. Part of good government is leading with curiosity, asking questions, and engaging with one another before we walk into these chambers."
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen last week. And harm was done.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Raji, the director of Reimagine Oregon, thanked Rubio and Ryan for pushing back and implored commissioners to contact him directly if they ever had questions about his organization before making surprise decisions in the future. The city hasn't clearly explained why the cannabis funds reserved for Reimagine Oregon were never distributed. The cannabis fund has long been overseen by the city's Office of Community and Civic Life, yet in office spokesperson said it wasn't the department's responsibility to distribute the money.
Whoa.
Mayor Wheeler joined Rubio and Ryan in blocking MAPS's plan and said, quote, "The bigger point here is people don't trust us. And this is one more reason why." We stumbled and we had an opportunity to show the community we trusted them. And through last week's actions, the council went in a different direction, and I'm saddened by that. I'm asking that we, as a council, aspire to do better by the people that we serve.
That was a layup for him. That was it.
And these are the moments. These are the moments where it's like, you could have been taking those layups all along.
Yeah.
But what I have absolutely learned about Tevis is he will take the layup and then also flagrantly foul you.
Yeah. As it's happening. Absolutely.
So this entire story to me is, I can't remember exactly if we did talk about this here, but I have just the performative nature of society, mm-hmm. right? In 2020, George Floyd, racial uprisings, we're not going to take it.
Right.
And city leadership said, okay, here's a couple of things that we're willing to do. We got to get everybody out of the streets. Here are the things.
I'm going to try to make you whole.
During that time, if you'll remember, a lot of DEI, EDI, however they put it, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives were popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
You can go to a university and get a DEI certificate now. You know, like you can...
That part was crazy.
I mean, that's the part that should tell you it's not real.
Yeah.
But here we are. All these things start popping up. And some people are here for it. A lot of people aren't here for it. But what happens? It's now 3 years later. Those initiatives are dwindling. The black and brown people that were hired for those DEI positions have been fired.
Yep.
Are being fired, they will take it back in blood every single time. So then in this instance, oh, look at us. We are going to take money from the cannabis fund because we know how disproportionately the black and brown community was impacted by criminalizing drugs. So we'll take that money. We will reinvest into our city, our state, and we will make sure that some of that money is earmarked for black organizations and see how it goes. They never gave the money.
I mean, that's wild. That's just wild.
And I need everybody to understand they never gave the money. And then a sitting commissioner was like, hey, that black organization over there isn't spending their money, so we should take it back. Imagine his surprise when he figured out that money was sitting in their bank account. That money has never been dispersed. This is the same thing that happens with many of the initiatives that we vote for.
Yep. Yep.
The money doesn't get distributed to any of these other entities, and then all the money that could be spent on that goes to media saying it didn't work.
Right.
Look, it failed. We got to go back to authoritarian rule. It's the only way it'll work. They didn't give them the money, y'all. Like, do you understand how ridiculous it is? Do you understand how absolutely disgusting it is for the one black person on the city council? To be the one that says that black organization over there doesn't deserve it. They aren't doing their job. They promised they would do something. They didn't do it. Sir.
The layers of self-reporting happening is wild, bro. It's just so wild. You couldn't find any other place in the budget where you think funds could be moved from or reallocated. You couldn't find anywhere else. This is what was brought across your desk. This is what your research. This is what your job, the functioning of your job. This is the decision that brought you to.
We left a part out. which I feel very, I'm apologizing big time. He wanted to give that money to the police. So let's sit with that, right? Take the money as if there is no other money. Number one, as if the Portland police need any more money.
Largest
y'all have
budget.
To absolutely understand they continuously have the largest budget every year. They get more money.
Yeah.
Continuously.
Yeah.
Not the department that just bought two planes. Not they need more money. Not the people that absolutely will not comply.
Right.
With the, what is it called?
Department of Justice.
Yeah, but yeah. They're I can't remember what it's called. It's a piece of paper that says they're supposed to do better, but they don't because nobody enforces anything.
Since 2014, they still don't have cameras.
They want to spend money on ShotSpotter and editing footage, software. Like they want to be able to see their footage and tell you what's on it before anybody else can see it.
150 new cars.
Oh, we did get a whole new fleet.
Yeah.
Did need that. That's who you want to take the money from or give the money to.
That you've taken from a black organization that was meant to be dispersed to other black organizations.
And very specifically, like, they didn't even get the money. There was supposed to be $1.5 million so that they could survey.
Right.
And hear from black people in Portland in what do you need? How can we help? That was supposed to happen in 2020, maybe 2021.
Right.
So that they knew how to move forward. They never gave them the money, y'all. Wow. And then said they are mismanaging funds. Like that is so egregious.
Big clown shoes on you, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
It's the kind of thing that makes me so angry because, again, when people are primed, when people want to believe things, when people are waiting for their bias to be confirmed, right now, there is a disingenuous call for all nonprofits. They are calling it the nonprofit industrial complex. Uh-huh. Because there's so much waste.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the, was it the homeless cartel?
Oh, that's certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you are thinking that all nonprofits are, you know, just a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
And that nothing is happening from it. And then you're city commissioner says, yeah, that's exactly what that black organization over there is doing, and we should probably just take that money back and give it to the police. I mean, let me back it up one second. The reason Imagine Oregon had to be constructed is because Portland as a city and Oregon as a state systemically oppresses black people, indigenous people, brown people,
mm-hmm.
and the people who benefit from that not only want you to believe that that's not happening, but they also want you to believe that there's no room for it here.
Right. Right.
We would never. That happened because we were fighting in the street to not be killed by the police,
right.
to not be brutalized by the police, while being brutalized by the police, while tear gas is doing God knows what to people's bodies.
Right, right.
Long-term organ damage. No big deal. And you want to take the money from this organization that they haven't received yet, but you want to take it from them and give it to the people that they are literally trying to protect themselves from? Like, you really,
wow.
That is one, yo,
It's so wild.
White supremacy is nuts. And I know there's somebody listening right now who's like, Minka Snaps is black. What do you mean? Absolutely every single body can uphold white supremacy. Absolutely every single body can be anti-black. Absolutely every single body can be anti-woman. Like, you have to understand, there is no, like, no better way to say it than all skin folk and kin folk. And you ain't kin folk. If you out here trying to take money, if you're trying to give the police money, period, point blank, period, done, done, done. If you think that they need more money, out of here. If you are then going to take money and not just want to take the money, but disparage and smear that company in the
media.
In the media.
That's wild. That's so wild.
In order to do it.
On public record.
Like, you out here looking like Boo Boo the Fool now, and you want to be the mayor? Get out of my face.
He definitely does, bro.
Good luck with that. Like, where are you going to go? Mingus, I want to know what black neighborhood you're about to go and talk to when you're on the campaign trail. And what are you going to say to them? We actually should be kneeling with the police, right?
Right.
That's how we should spend our time.
Well, the one thing they count on, and this is all politicians, is that the citizenry has short-term memory. And that gives them the ability to retcon what has happened before, right? Rudo, miss your morning, fam. The Ecoba Timbers Apple Plus app is rad. New staple spine hit the street.
Ooh, new staple spine.
Hey.
If anybody's wondering what Rudo means by that, if you have Apple Plus, this is not like an ad for that.
It is not.
What it is an ad for is a little piece of ambush in video format.
It is true.
Hanging out with, you know, another no big deal moment. Just hanging out with, you know, a professional soccer player. No big deal. It is really cool.
Yeah, man. It was really, really.
I don't know how Rudo always knows what's going on.
Rudo be knowing, man.
I feel like he knows stuff before me.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudo, do you know about Brian Hunziker?
We got to get to it.
We got to.
Let's get after it.
Okay. Woo! While we're talking about cops and budgets and money and all that, Brian Hunziker, the former lead of the police union and double dipping deputy, has resigned again. The former head of the Portland Police Union has resigned after he was discovered to be working two full-time jobs, one as a Clark County Sheriff's Deputy in Washington and the other as a Portland police officer.
Nah.
You might remember the disgraced law enforcement officer was fired over a year ago for leaking a police report, incorrectly identifying then Commissioner Joanne Hardesty, a fierce critic of the Bureau, in a hit and run. Hunziker lives in Clark County and applied to join the sheriff's office while appealing his firing from the Portland Police Bureau in March 2022. Despite being terminated from the Portland Police Bureau, he was approved to become a sheriff's deputy by the Clark County Civil Service Commission.
Weird.
And was officially hired in August of 2022. In March of this year, in February of this year, an employment arbitrator handed Hunziker back his six-figure PPP job. I guess maliciously smearing a sitting city commissioner is more of a police union thing.
I mean, he was basically like, yeah, he did that.
But it
doesn't really have anything to do with patrolling.
Right, so. Right. After being hired in Washington and reinstated in Portland, Brian now had two full-time law enforcement jobs in two different states, an apparent violation of one, if not both, of his employment contracts. The Portland Police Association said it had no idea Hunziker held the second job, while Clark County appears to have been unaware of this reinstatement.
Oh, yeah, right.
The city attorney's office is yet to explain how they learned of Hunziker's moonlighting, and Mayor Ted Wheeler has yet to respond to requests for comment. Following his resignation in Portland, Hunziker has now been placed on administrative leave by the Clark County Sheriff's Office, pending an internal investigation. This case has sparked a debate on law enforcement moonlighting and whether it's ethical or appropriate for officers to work multiple jobs. Until last week, he was drawing paychecks from both positions. Man.
Yo.
The privilege.
What a time to be alive.
Let me tell you something, man. When I saw this, the first thing that came to my mind is, this is the officer you guys kept shoving down our throat. We could not get rid of him. We couldn't. We couldn't. Right? We couldn't.
Tried. He was like, hey, you should fire me because I'm just going to keep doing this crazy stuff. And then he got fired. And then the arbitrator was like, no. Go back to work. With back pay.
Right. Where is the integrity that we are supposed to have confidence in when it comes to you guys performing your duty? Like, this, even now, I'm going to say this very confidently. Even now, there are members of both of those separate law enforcement that think he didn't do anything wrong. That in this moment are like, I mean, come on. If he can do both, why not? If he can put in the hours, I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, you know what the big deal is to me? He took a medical leave in Portland, so he was getting paid while he was working in Clark County. You know what else bothers me a lot? How you don't live in Portland.
Bruh.
But you get to police in Portland. You get to be the head of the police union in Portland. But you don't live over here. And there are people that are like, well, what's the difference? The difference is when you don't know the community that you live in and you already have an idea of your own idea of what crime looks like and what criminals look like and, you know, your little worldview. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you're getting biases confirmed because mm-hmm. you're going into this other place that, you know, is so different from where you live. It is also incredibly safe for every single one of those officers who get to come into a different city, a different state, do violence, do terror, and then go back across the river Bruh. To a whole other state in their cute little Americana suburb with their thin blue line flags and their cruisers parked outside while you are collecting checks from both. That is criminal. Where is the energy? Where is the smoke for the police that break the law every single day? And if this isn't a law, because it's not, I mean, it's a rule.
Right.
This is ethically wrong. Right. There's no way that you could say, no, it's totally fine that you're working two full-time law enforcement jobs. Because what I have been told is in Portland, there aren't enough officers. We just don't have enough officers to even get to your calls. But apparently we have enough officers to be able to be on fake medical leave that are then going and working somewhere else.
Right.
You have no smoke for that? Because a lot of this doesn't make sense to me. If you have ever been upset about any of the petty crime that's going on around you, pay attention to the big crimes happening by the people that are supposed to protect, serve, and stop that crime. They get to be safe somewhere else. They get to do terror and then go somewhere else. And you mean to tell me that it's completely not a big deal that you are getting paid nearly $200,000? Like, people are starving.
Right.
Those people that are out here starving, that have nowhere to live, where, you know, somebody's going to tell me that they can go to the food bank. Brian Hunziker is a person who harasses those people while he is taking in two different salary paychecks, which is fully against what is supposed to happen.
Right. It's angering that he got to resign.
More than angry. This fool got to resign twice. He got to resign from the police union. Then he gets reinstated to being an officer. Then he goes and gets hired in Washington. And then he gets to resign in Portland from being a police officer. Why? You have to remember, keep forever in your mind that that person purposely,
right,
knowingly dispersed information that they knew was false in order to smear a political opponent. I need, like, y'all. And it worked.
It definitely worked. It definitely worked.
It worked.
People that still believe it.
There's, you got Angela Todd out here talking about it still.
Yeah. Yep.
She's a part of the lie and she's still talking about it.
Right.
Still getting people to believe it. It's absolutely mind blowing. Mind blowing.
It's indefensible and I dare y'all. Yeah.
That's it. If you can tell me why keeping that around makes sense, try it.
Hey, Mingus, next time you want to take funds from black people and give it to the police, take a closer look at the police.
Take a closer look at the police and also take a closer look at the city you work for and find out where the money is. Like, I don't want to do anything but cuss and call names right now because it is, why do I need to use my intellect to tell you how stupid that was? Why do I need to be nice about that? Mm. That was such a fool's errand. I can't wait to find out who sent you on it. I can't wait to find out where the money is that you got. Where the thing is it?
I've been sliced open and my guts just hit the floor. That was nice. I'm over here like Buckethead.
I just can't wait. Cause this isn't, you didn't come up with that on your own.
No.
And if you did, then you need to resign.
You got played, fam. You got played. And I think I know by whomst.
Mm.
The very people you tried to give the money to. You got played. Boom, boom,
boom. And this has been News with My Fiance.
It has. The show is made possible thanks to Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor, Kyle G.
Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you to everyone that participated in the text.
Yes.
Fam.
We love you, Fiance.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all come through heavy, part of the discussion every single week. Tis amazing. Tis amazing. And we will continue to thank everyone that hopped on our peer-to-peer. It means a lot. It really does. We don't have the time that we really wish we could to dedicate to the show, all the energy that we have every Thursday morning. Like, that's bottled up. We open the cap when we're in here. We close it right back down and get back to the rest of our lives. But understand, if we could do this full-time, just like talk to our community about the things that we find really pressing.
All day, every day. Baby.
Man. The Where show would be longer and more funder? Frequent. Where is the angel investor?
You know?
Are you a listener?
Fiancés, you let us know.
Right.
Where the money at?
But hey.
But thank you.
Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. And none of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.